Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll begin our wrap-up of Romans. Christ, our exemplar. Christ, the hope of Jews and Gentiles, the offering of the Gentiles, the visit to Rome and Spain, and the long goodbye. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday, July the 10th, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners. We play 4 soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. Then you listen and you decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week gets the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Pewter Dove and Shell Baptismal Keepsake, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag that goes to the listener with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. How do you vote? Well, it's simple. You give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first, 877-623-6943. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can tweet your vote to us at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page where we've left some space for you to do that. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number 1 this week comes from Dr. Robert Benny. Here he is responding to the presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America on her Pride Month statement.
This is Pride Month, but this celebration and this Pride Month is not just something that happens 1 month out of the year. We celebrate all year round for the many gifts and the ways that this church and this country have been enriched by the gifts of LGBTQIA+ people. There's still more work to be done, and we will do it. But we know that we're moving closer to the time when these siblings cannot be made invisible by the church or by the country. They are seen and always have been seen by God. And now we can see that, in fact, all of us, are created in God's image.
I think it's a huge cultural accommodation to expressive individualism that holds up individual expression, what one feels internally to be expressed. If there couldn't be anything more extreme than expressive individualism, it would be transgenderism, where one's internal wishes even trumps one's biological nature. And of course, the ELC has promulgated transgenderism in a vigorous way. You probably remember the youth conference in which 30,000 kids were propagandized by a young transgender child of 10 years old. It seems to be a wholesale accommodation to the culture in many ways, and the culture is going to turn around, it seems, more and more to go after classical Christians. In a time of soft totalitarianism, as Rod Dreher calls it, or just outright persecution.
That's soundbite number 1, Dr. Robert Benny responding to the ELCA Presiding Bishop Pride Month statement. If you'd like to vote for that one, by all means, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, your tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number 2. It comes from Pastor Will Wheaton, answering the question, if Lutherans hold to Scripture alone, why do we cite the Church Fathers?
Why do they bother with the fathers? Isn't the Scripture enough? Well, first of all, let's be clear. Absolutely no father is cited as though his opinion could establish any article of faith. only the Holy Spirit in the sacred scriptures can establish doctrine. But you know, in the 16th century and ever since, Lutherans have been accused of innovation in their interpretation of the scriptures. You guys are interpreting the scriptures like nobody else ever did. Well, Lutherans could say, hold on, hold your horses here. Look back at the fathers. Here, listen to what they said. And that thus they were able to show that they were not teaching something novel, not teaching something heretical, but it was the same old Catholic and apostolic faith that the church had always confessed. They cite the fathers then for the purpose of showing how the Holy Spirit preserved the purity of apostolic doctrine in the church after the time of the apostles.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, host of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, answering that question, if Lutherans hold to Scripture alone, why do we cite the church fathers? Vote for that one live this Friday afternoon, July the 10th, 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter at issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Terry Mattingly, answering a simple question. Why can't I get both sides of a news story from the media?
No, I'm sorry. You're in the wrong era. Right now, with advertising-based journalism fading as the big tech companies lock up all the digital advertising dollars, what matters right now is whether the story and the coverage you're offering pleases your choir of subscribers and viewers and gets them to click things and forward them and gets them to pay subscriptions. Subscriptions are a huge part of what allows newspapers to keep open right now. And the problem there is, to some degree, you have to think about pleasing the people who are writing those checks. This is very similar, Todd, to what's gone on at the New York Times in the last couple of weeks, with the battles inside that newsroom, where you had kind of an old guard who thought, well, maybe we should at least put up a pretense, an appearance of neutrality on some of these issues, and hundreds of people in the newsroom digitally shouting them down. I'm afraid that at this point, on subjects of politics, especially if it has anything to do with morality, culture, and religion, and Donald Trump, I'm afraid you're just going to have to do careful reading. And if people want to go back and listen to my Issues, Etc. presentation from almost 2 years ago, I listed a couple of suggestions on how to do that. And I'm afraid our churches are going to have to take that seriously and get involved in helping people be complex news consumers.
That's soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly answering the question, can I get both sides of a news story from media? 1-877-623-6943. That's for you to call and vote for that one to be soundbite of the week. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now get ready to vote, because soundbite number four is next, and after we have played it for you, we'll take a break and we'll start taking your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Bradley Berzer. Here are his thoughts on puritanical revolutions.
There's a purity that comes along with that ideology. Russell Kirk argued that all revolutions tend to eat their own children. It's a disgusting, obviously disgusting phrase, but I think it's a very accurate one. What the revolutionaries are trying to do is they're trying to destroy family, they're trying to destroy faith, but most importantly, they're trying to murder love. And that idea that we can create our own communities, that idea that we associate in families and churches and schools and communities, they have to rip that apart, because that's that aspect of history that's not allowing us to move towards the perfection. And so they have to rip down those small societies to get us to that element of a unified perfection. And it will be us versus them until we get to that. And we've seen that, where we see one radical not being radical enough. So even Robespierre is killed during the French Revolution. And of course, the irony of ironies is that the winner out of the French Revolution was the most conservative revolutionary of all, the one who mocked all the other revolutionaries for their purity. This was Napoleon. There's an incredible lesson here that these Puritans, and I mean that not in the sense of Christian Puritans, but as ideological Puritans, they keep trying to purify themselves to the point where they outdo one another. And in the end, they have to eat one another. They literally are killing each other.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Bradley Berzer, on puritanical revolutions. You can vote for that one on this Friday afternoon by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. So which will it be? Soundbite number one, Dr. Robert Benny responding to the ELCA Presiding Bishop's Pride Month statement. Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon answering the question, if Lutherans hold the scripture alone, why do we cite the fathers? Soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, why can't I get both sides of a news story from the media? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Bradley Berzer on puritanical revolutions. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for soundbite of the week are next.
To a lot of people, it seems like we're kind of living in a sci-fi movie, like The Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something, where every day more people, especially young people, are being brainwashed into this radical cultish ideology.
Matt Walsh of The Daily Wire talking about his presentation at the 2020 Virtual Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
One that divides people based on race, militates against the family, keeps scorn on our history and our national heroes, denies basic truth. Science, objective morality, all of that is denied. But how do we engage with this movement? How do we confront it? And how do we defeat it?
You can watch Matt Walsh at this year's virtual Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 24th and Saturday, July 25th. Conference registrants can watch live or at their convenience. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The 2020 Virtual Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The COVID-19 pandemic has caused many Christians to ask about whether or not the government should be telling the church when and how to gather around our Lord's gifts. In the June-July issue of the Lutheran Witness, the Reverend Christopher Thoma takes up this question in his article titled Executive Orders, Divine Command. To read this excellent article and more about the church's life in the midst of a pandemic, subscribe to the Lutheran Witness today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective, cph.org/witness.
This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago, with a message for parents, grandparents, and godparents of college-bound children. Concordia Chicago is a distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're devoted to our Lutheran confession and committed to strong academics. Please encourage your child, grandchild, or godchild to check out Concordia University Chicago at cuchicago.edu.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 10th of July. The winner with the best votes wins the LPR bundle package. It's an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag, the famous I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Ad Crucem pewter dove and shell baptismal keepsake. Our friends at Ad Crucem are in the midst of their annual Christmas in July sale. If you need church supplies, banners, posters, artwork, ornaments, jewelry, or chrismons, now is the best time to visit Ad Crucem and browse their unique, Christ-focused products. See the creations of Kelly Schumacher, Jeffrey Domick, Jonathan Mayer, and many more. Put what you believe, teach, and confess on display. Visit adcrucem.com. That's adcrucem.com. So which will it be? Soundbite number one this week? Soundbite number one comes from Dr. Robert Benny responding to the ELCA presiding bishop and her Pride Month statement. Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, if Lutherans hold Scripture alone, why do they cite the church fathers? Soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, why can't I get both sides of a story from the media? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Bradley Berzer on puritanical revolutions. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Rex is listening in Texas. Rex, welcome to Issues Etc.
Yep. Well, thank you. Good deal. It was kind of a tough choice, but I'm going to have to go with soundbite number one.
And why is that?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I actually belong to an ELCA church, but I do not agree with their outlook on this issue, as well as some other issues. We are a very small congregation, an older congregation, of course, and we lean very heavy to the conservative side. I just go back to the Bible. All those lifestyles and behaviors of the LGBT, QRST, whatever, are an abomination to the Lord. It's not just a sin, it's an abomination, which means that it's a lot more serious. So that's my reasons and that's my thoughts on the issue.
Rex, thank you very much, and thank you very much for listening out in my home state of Texas. Nathan in Clarinda, Iowa says, hey, gents, four good sound bites is always good work. Really liked Whedon on the fathers. I listen to some Catholic radio while on the road and very often hear the charge that Lutheran theology is largely innovation. Whedon makes it clear that that ain't so. But the vote goes to Terry Mattingly on the news on why we can't hear both sides of a story. It always comes down to follow the money, the love of which, as I recall, some wise person said, is the root of all evil. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Nathan, and thanks for listening in Iowa. Andy listens in Detroit. He says, my vote for Soundbite of the Week goes to Terry Mattingly as he discusses the reasons behind the media's lack of straight neutral coverage. His comments on the need for media companies to attract subscribers instead of relying on ad dollars seems right on. We have been steadily moving away from maintaining the division of news and opinion and toward a postmodern idea that everyone is entitled to their own reality and it is therefore appropriate for the gatekeeper to deliver whichever brand of truth they prefer. After all, if there is no objective truth, then the media's reputation cannot be sullied by accusations of spreading misinformation. Andy, thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. William listens in Middleton, Wisconsin. He's voting for the first soundbite. That would be Dr. Robert Benny. I like his phrase, soft totalitarianism. It's a great description of today's political climate. William, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Riley listens in Spokane, Washington. Riley says, greetings, Todd and Jeff. I'm casting my vote this week for number four, Dr. Berzer. It made me think about why we so prefer reformation to revolution. It seems like revolutionary movements cast a huge net to bring in a big crowd in mutual hatred of what must be destroyed. But when the time comes to establish a new structure, there is no unity apart from the hatred. In contrast, Reformation establishes a structure and then goes about adjusting nonconformities. Very thought-provoking. Thank you for always keeping the airways open. God's peace be with you and to you as well, Riley. Thanks for listening in Washington. Allison listens in Plymouth, Wisconsin. Allison's voting for soundbite number four, Dr. Bradley Berzer, on why these revolutionaries often turn out to be puritanical. I've always been watching astounded as the cultural revolutionaries among us have moved from nudging, then coercively shaming the malleable into compliance with a progressive code, and now consuming each other and themselves for their inability to demonstrate sufficient shows of fervor for the righteous cause. To call this purportedly secular amoral ideology movement Puritanism seems strange, since the word still bears tinges of religious moralism, but it oddly fits. Man was created for worship, but the just shall live by faith, says Allison in Wisconsin. Allison, thank you so much for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Two more votes. Daniel says in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, I vote for Terry as well, with friends and family members on both sides of the debates. I've been taking to encouraging them to subscribe, listen, and watch items from the opposing viewpoint. It helps people react with less anger and more understanding the more they do it, and allows perspective and nuance. The apparent lack of diversity of thought within the newsroom has the reverse effect on the material we consume, unfortunately. As Terry said, it's up to us now to become better consumers of media. I hope and pray that the understanding returns to our nation and we can begin to heal. Thanks for great listening material. Stephen in Columbus, Nebraska says, I vote for Terry Mattingly. I won't be able to listen to the sound bites, but I enjoy Mr. Mattingly's perspective. Dana in Kansas says, hello, Pastor Wilkin. My vote is for soundbite number one, Dr. Robert Benny responding to ELCA presiding bishop. I really like Dr. Benny's insight that the myriad of sexual identities is an example of rampant individualism. We will never find contentment in looking inward to find one's true self. Only when we look to Christ will we see that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that the boundaries that he has set up for his creation are that we are male and female. Thanks for the show. My bumper sticker is getting really faded, says Dana in Kansas. Mary Kay in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota says, I'm voting for soundbite number one, Dr. Robert Benny, responding to the ELCA's Pride Month statement. My heart aches for the parishioners of ELCA congregations, many of whose families have made up those congregations for generations. The ELCA church leadership has stolen from those children of God the precious jewel of our Lutheran doctrine and replaced it with the worthless cubic zirconium of worldliness. And those poor parishioners have not been catechized well enough to know the difference. Lord, have mercy. So according to your votes this week, the winner of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number one, Dr. Robert Benny, responding to the ELCA presiding bishop's Pride Month statement.
This is Pride Month, but this celebration and this Pride Month is not just something that happens one month out of the year. We celebrate all year round for the many gifts and the ways that this church and this country have been enriched by the gifts of LGBTQIA+ people. There's still more work to be done, and we will do it. But we know that we're moving closer to the time when these siblings cannot be made invisible by the church or by the country. They are seen and always have been seen by God. And now we can see that, in fact, all of us are created in God's image.
I think it's a huge cultural accommodation to expressive individualism that holds up individual expression, what one feels internally to be expressed. There couldn't be anything more extreme than expressive individualism. It would be transgenderism, where one's internal wishes even trumps one's biological nature. And of course, the ELC has promulgated transgenderism in a vigorous way. You probably remember the youth conference in which 30,000 kids were propagandized by a young transgender child of 10 years old. It seems to be a wholesale accommodation of the culture in many ways, and the culture is going to turn around, it seems, more and more to go after classical Christians. In a time of soft totalitarianism, as Rod Dreher calls it, or just outright persecution.
That's winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your votes, Dr. Robert Benny, responding to the ELCA presiding bishop's Pride Month statement. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Dana will get the LPR bundle package. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's a little from the Issues Etc. book of the month for July. It's called Callings for Life, God's Plan, Your Purpose. The liberating truth is that we do not have one great calling in life, but instead are given many callings simultaneously, Although these may seem small and insignificant, they have sacred worth given to us by God's own hand. Our callings in life are better understood in the plural rather than the singular. Find out more about the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Callings for Life, God's Plan, Your Purpose, at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, 1-800-325-3040. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series responding to Calvinist proof texts with Dr. Jordan Cooper. We'll get a biography of Old Testament matriarch Ruth from Dr. Kevin Golden, and we'll talk with Pastor Will Whedon about the word priest in the New Testament. There's no doubt about it, and I think the listener put it best. The leaders of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America have systematically, over the last four decades, stolen the jewel of Scripture and the Lutheran confessions from their people. Not only have they failed to catechize them in those truths, they have replaced those truths with lies, diabolical lies that lead not to Christ, but straight to hell. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Bahama Mama, Ocean Pacific, Paradise Island. Retreat from the heat with a shaved ice snow cone from Tropical Snow in Caseyville, Illinois. It's right across the street from Collinsville High School. Tropical Snow is open weekdays from 1 to 9 and weekends from noon to 9. Premium snow, epic flavors, lots of love. Tropical Snow across the street from Collinsville High School at 2134 South Morrison Avenue in Caseyville.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.